Today is Friday, August 13th. What to know about a crisis growing in Afghanistan. American citizens are now rushing to get out. Also, a groundbreaking census report that found the U.S. is becoming more diverse than ever. Plus, stop blaming your metabolism. A new study found it doesn't change as much as we think. The Free Britney movement has reason to celebrate, and the movie Field of Dreams came to life. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Thousands of American troops are now headed to Afghanistan to help airlift other U.S. citizens out. That's because the situation in Afghanistan just keeps getting worse and less safe. The Taliban has been advancing, taking over at least two-thirds of the country, and they haven't been met with much resistance from the Afghan security forces who've been trained by American troops. Just yesterday, the militant group captured the country's second and third largest cities. So there are fears it might take over the capital of Kabul in the next month. Thousands of Afghans have fled their homes. They're worried the Taliban will again start a brutal government that could eliminate women's rights, or that they could go back to conducting public executions. For now, the American embassy is staying open, but any staff who can do their jobs from afar will withdraw. All other Americans are being told to leave Afghanistan immediately, and the U.S. military mission there is still set to end at the end of this month. July was an exceptionally busy month at the U.S.-Mexico border. New data shows more than 212,000 migrants were taken into U.S. custody. That's the highest monthly number recorded in 21 years and the second highest number in history. It also included almost 19,000 teenagers and children traveling alone. That's an all-time high. So the Washington Post reports U.S. border facilities are once again jammed with migrants standing shoulder to shoulder. The Biden administration is still sending single adults and most families back to Mexico because of a public health code during the pandemic. But many of them keep trying to cross again and again. So the U.S. is starting to fly them into southern Mexico, hoping they'll choose to go home instead. And more immigration and customs enforcement personnel are being sent to the border to help. Republicans are still blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to secure the border. However, the White House is still blaming things like poverty, violence, and corruption in Central America for making people want to leave their homes in the first place. The U.S. is becoming more diverse and more urban. That's according to the latest numbers from the 2020 census. You know, that survey that goes out once every 10 years. And in the last 10 years, the country really has changed. The number of white people in the U.S. fell for the first time in history, dating back to the 1700s, mostly because white women are having fewer babies. But the black population grew by 6%, Hispanics by about 23%, and Asians by 36%. The biggest increase was among people who identify as more than one race. That population more than doubled. When it comes to where people are living, Americans seem to be moving more to the South and West and away from the Midwest and Northeast. And almost all the growth over the last 10 years has happened in big metro areas. This census data will also shape how $1.5 trillion in federal spending is distributed and how new state political maps will be drawn, which could really shift the power in Congress. It's up to each state to draw their own maps based on these population numbers. New districts will have to be set before next year's midterm elections. San Francisco, California, and New Orleans, Louisiana are now the first cities to mandate vaccines for certain activities. In those cities, everyone 12 and older will have to show proof they've been vaccinated or a negative COVID-19 test from the last 72 hours to do quite a few things. That includes going to bars, eating at restaurants, working out at a gym, attending sporting events, and more. Both mandates go into effect next week. Another vaccine mandate was just upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Indiana University students were suing their school, saying it was unethical to force them to get vaccinated. Well, Justice Amy Coney Barrett is in charge of that region of the country, and this week she denied their request to overrule the mandate without comment. One more note on vaccines. Remember we told you the FDA was expected to authorize booster shots for certain people? That happened late last night. People with weakened immune systems can now get a third shot of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines to boost their protection against COVID-19. That covers about 3% of Americans, including people who have an organ transplant or a history of cancer. The FDA is still studying whether an extra shot might be beneficial to the rest of the population. Stay tuned. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a message about today's sponsor, Ritual.
Of course, I hope this podcast is part of your daily routine, but I have another recommendation for you to add to your everyday as well, and that is Ritual vitamins. I take them every morning without fail, and I love that I can change which Ritual vitamin I take based on the life stage I'm in at the time. So I started with Ritual's multivitamin for women, then I switched to their prenatal vitamin once I got pregnant, and now I'm taking the postnatal. In fact, Ritual is available for women, men, and teens. Each one is scientifically developed to help support different people and different life stages. The best part? You will never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants in Ritual's products. Ritual has a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. Get key nutrients without the BS. And Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. If you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Again, go to ritual.com/newsworthy for 10% off during your first 3 months.
It's a big win for pop star Britney Spears. Her father, Jamie Spears, says he plans to step down as her conservator. This is a big shift since he's been in charge of her life and finances for the last 13 years. But in a court filing this week, he said he'd transition away from the arrangement after a few things are tied up. For example, there's still going to be a court review of her finances, and it's not clear exactly how long the transition will take. Even though he agreed to step down, Jamie insisted he's done nothing wrong. He just said having a public battle against Britney isn't in her best interest. She's accused her father of conservatorship abuse, saying she's been overworked, medicated against her will, and kept from having more children. Now, though, her attorney says the latest development is, quote, vindication for Britney. We recently discussed Britney's case in depth with a family law attorney. We have a link to that special edition Saturday interview in today's episode notes. It turns out what we've been taught about our metabolisms may be all wrong. A new study found metabolisms don't really slow down at middle age, and there's no difference between women and men. Researchers used data from nearly 6,500 people, ranging in age from 8 days old to 95 years old. The data was collected over 40 years. It found the human metabolism goes through four phases. The first is from infancy until age 1, when calorie burning is at its peak. Then, from about 1 year old to 20 years old, metabolism gradually slows down. Here's the surprising part. They found it really doesn't change from 20 to 60. Then, in the final phase, it starts declining again after 60. Of course, body size and the amount of muscle people have impacts metabolism too. But after making adjustments for those factors, the study found it's pretty standard, and things like puberty, pregnancy, or menopause didn't change things. Researchers say these findings could reshape the science of human physiology as we know it. And they could also change up some medical practices, like figuring out what doses of drugs to give children and older people. You have just a few more days to sign up for government health insurance before the usual open enrollment comes around. The special enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, ends on Sunday. Remember, if you aren't already getting insurance through an employer, the ACA offers options. And some people can even get subsidies meant to lower the cost of paying for health insurance. Normally, you can only sign up at the end of the year, but President Biden opened this window up in February, citing the pandemic. The White House says more than 2.5 million people have signed up for coverage during this special period so far. That's on top of the more than 30 million Americans who were already enrolled. So if you need health insurance this year, just go to healthcare.gov before the end of the day Sunday. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until January 1st to be covered. TikTok is the latest social media platform making changes to protect its younger users. For starters, it set a curfew on notifications. Teens 13 to 15 years old won't receive alerts after 9 p.m. The deadline is 10 p.m. for 16 and 17-year-olds. Those notifications will be off until 8 in the morning. Other changes have to do with privacy. Already, TikTok disables direct messages for anyone under 16. But now, they'll be turned off for 16 and 17-year-olds, too, unless they specifically choose to turn them on. Teens under 16 will also start getting a pop-up message when they post their first video, asking if they want the video to stay private or if they want their friends and followers to be able to see it. Either way, no one will be able to download their videos and share them on other platforms. Older teens, though, can choose whether to make their videos downloadable or not. TikTok is now the most popular social media app on the market, with more than 3 billion downloads. For the first time, the state of Iowa hosted a Major League Baseball game last night. But it wasn't just any matchup. It was the long-anticipated Field of Dreams game in the small town of Dyersville. The Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees played next to the site where the 1989 movie Field of Dreams was filmed. In case you're not familiar, the movie stars Kevin Costner, Ray Liotta, and James Earl Jones. It's about an Iowa farmer who builds a baseball field in his cornfield. The field used for the movie was too small for a real game, so a temporary ballpark was set up next to it, complete with enough seats for 8,000 fans. The whole game had an old-school feel, with throwback uniforms and hand-painted signs. Kevin Costner even walked out with the teams through the cornfield before the game got going. In the end, the White Sox won it 9-8. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, here's Erica again to explain why she likes our sponsor, HelloFresh.
I know you have a busy schedule. Well, HelloFresh will help you cut out the need for stressful and time-consuming meal planning, as well as those last-minute grocery store trips. Instead, you'll have easy-to-follow seasonal recipes and all the pre-measured ingredients you need for them, enabling you to get home-cooked, delicious dinners on the table in just about 30 minutes. In fact, if you feel really strapped for time, you may even want to try HelloFresh's quick and easy meals. They include 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and 10 minute lunches. I'm usually not that great in the kitchen, but whenever we get a HelloFresh box, I suddenly feel more confident and excited to get cooking. And of course, eating. My husband and I usually make the meals together and really have fun with the process from start to finish. HelloFresh also allows us to make and taste a variety of recipes and foods. It's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy14 and use the code newsworthy14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping.
Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A girl in Arizona who beat cancer is helping build a new kind of playground where other kids like her can be safe to play. 7-year-old Lily Taylor is now cancer-free, but when she was battling leukemia, she remembers not being able to play at the park with her friends. Playgrounds just had too many germs, so Lily wants to make sure other kids with serious illnesses don't have to feel left out. She and her father came up with the idea for an indoor playground that they're now calling Lily's Pad. It'll go through the same cleaning procedures as a hospital, so kids with weakened immune systems can play without worry. It'll also be wheelchair accessible, and the equipment will be padded. A laundry company donated the space for the playground, and it's now under construction thanks to donations. Lily's Pad is expected to open sometime next year in Tempe, Arizona. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about keeping children smart and healthy as they go back to school. And then Erica comes back from maternity leave on Monday. Thank you for trusting me to bring you your news roundups every weekday while she's been away. I've loved being your guest host. Of course, I hope you keep listening to The Newsworthy and sharing the show. For now, though, have a great day.